Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you. Thank you. I have yet to see your card, Dave Solomon. Dave never forgets my birthday. And he always sends these marvelous cards that I anticipate with each year. Actually, any occasion he sends cards. And yes, 10/16, here it is, my 60th birthday. I've talked about this ad infinitum, haven't I? And now it's here. Oh, happy birthday to me. It was a wonderful gathering last night at Club 347, and I have to tell you, in case you're listening right now and have access to Facebook, you'll see the pictures. They always tell the story, don't they? So we'll have them later on today. I was really good, too. Two glasses of wine, that was it. I was adamant about that. So we're going to celebrate. We have a whole bunch of music that is just cool music, some of my favorites, some songs I think that need to get played, and hopefully Jonathan Butler during this 3 o'clock hour in the next couple of hours. So, yeah. Look, you know what? Here's the story. If things work out, that's wonderful. If they don't work out, hey, they're supposed to be that way. I am not going to fret about anything today. Got my friends around me, got the music to play, and we're going to start it off big. Little Hardin Armstrong, East Town Boogie on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thanks so much for being there. Thank you.
live and to live again. Conditions of mankind we living in, delivering us to a state of emergency. I guess God has given us a call for courtesy. Hope I'm awake to hear it. I hear it. I hear it, the spirit of guilt. I hear it, the spirit of will. Power in the hour of chaotic theory. No rest for the weary. No stress when you hear me. I guess perseverance prepared me for an opportunity knocked down the walls. Calls from grandmothers, mothers, aunts, uncles, sons. A time for young men to be born and manhood begun. I only run for salvation. The sun tells a story that says give God the glory. I give it and live it as pure as possible. Conversations with the world, but the world's not always logical. As the weather blows every which way, I take a look at the day and say thank you. How can I help?
Yeah, well, you need to come on with me. because I'm going where the fun is. Come on, don't get lazy now. Just a little bit up the road. Just around the bend. There's something going around inside my head. I think it's something I see.
actually think I'm going to go through the beginning of a decade and not play Cuba Gooding Jr., or excuse me, Senior. I had the sun on his on my brain and dead in my soul. That's dead. Cuba Gooding Sr. with The Main Ingredient from Euphrates River, 1974. A song written by Brian Auger. One of the best ever. Happiness is just around the bend. Woo! Oh, such memory songs today. I'm telling you what. And some songs are older, and some songs have really made an impact in these past many months. Like, for example, Kenneth Whalum III. Oh, I love the CD so much. To Those Who Believe, a song that Kenneth did with Common. It was written. I just love that. And part of the reason I love it is that gospel-tinged piano of Robert Glasper, and Derek Hodge is also on this, and Chris Daddy Dave. Kenneth III, described by his Uncle Kirk as the future of jazz. I promise you that's the truth. I'll never get over that. And I have since told that to a few people. When Kirk said that at the Capitol Jazz Fest, he did a workshop in between sets and actually while music was going on, but there was a bunch of us who were really anxious to hear what he had to say about the state of jazz. And I said, Kirk, what do you think the future of jazz is? And he said, Kenneth Whalum III. Oh, whoa, that is pretty heavy stuff. So look out, just a young guy and just infused with the gospel of his dad, who's a minister, and of course Kirk, who is now ordained, and that whole lineage of jazz and real walking what you're talking, word of God message and church-inspired flavor, and it all comes together in that saxophone of Kenneth III, just a beautiful stuff, refreshing. Phew! Lil Hardin Armstrong. Now, I told the gals in the chat room this is going to be a loose hybrid jazz from Trish Hennessy just because of the fact that it's my birthday, and I can play what I want to. I can say what I want to. And I don't have as much information as I normally have with artists, but I will make an exception for Lil just because she was a trip. It's so cool to be able to play this kind of strength in a woman who was a jazz pianist, a composer, arranger, a singer, a band leader, actually credited with turning her, her crazy countrified husband, Louis Armstrong. Lil was the second wife of Louis Armstrong, and by the time he got to Chicago from New Orleans, he was pretty much countrified. He had the bangs. He had some clothes that were Bama clothes. She just turned him around, and actually not only physically that transformation, but she got into his head, and they became so tight that she got him away from something that was very comfortable for him in Chicago. And he left that comfort zone and went to New York. And it was then that things caught on fire. He did come back to Chicago, formed the Hot Five with Lil in this band. And, man, you say the word jazz, and one of the first names that comes to mind is Louis Armstrong. But credit to Lil Hardin Armstrong for all of that. She was instrumental in making that come to pass. And she's got quite a story of her own, my gosh. Born in Tennessee, went to Fisk University, family moved to Chicago, and Lil was working in a music store where she oversaw sheet music. And here comes Jelly Roll Morton in one day and changed her world around. Her span of life was 1898 to 1971. Now, here's the kicker part of Lil and Louis. They didn't stay married. There is a real secondary story that needs to have a full-length movie, honest to gosh. But Lil and Louis were always joined at the hip, not necessarily in a good way, but Lil was so distraught when Louis passed away in 1971. She made it a point to go to the funeral, and 2 months later, there was a tribute concert to Louis Armstrong, and she died playing St. Louis Blues on the keyboard. This is some smashing stuff. You can't make this stuff up. So I wanted to pass along little glimpses of Lil Hardin Armstrong to you before we jump back into some more music. David Bach is from our area, and we've played some music by him before, but this just seemed to be appropriate to play today. Love the image of butterflies, and the song is by David from his Window on the West CD. Yeah, from 1998. Chasing Butterflies on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Jonathan Butler, scheduled to come your way at the 3 o'clock hour Eastern Time.
and I dream. Oh, you yield with the wind and the rain in your hair. Oh, I held you tight as we whispered good night with the wind and the rain in your hair. Now it will be my favorite memory that vision.
I fully confess I have a girl crush on Jackie Ryan. She is one of the most outstanding vocalists on the planet, and this is from her CD that spent 7 weeks atop the jazz charts. Doozy, the name of the album, Jackie Ryan on vocals, Cyrus Chestnut on a keyboard, and an abundance of amazing individuals to back up Cyrus and Jackie. Oh, my gosh, they could do it all by themselves. But Eric Alexander on sax on this, and Jeremy Pelt on trumpet and flugelhorn, Carl Allen on drums, Ray Drummond on bass, Neil Smith on bass, Ron Douglas, on bass as well, and Romero Lubambo on guitar. And this song, I love this song, With the Wind and the Rain in Your Hair. Now, according to this very informative little booklet inside of Doozy, this was a song that was originally written by Clara Edwards around 1930 as a 16-bar tune. Then it was discovered by Jack Lawrence. A decade later, he added a verse and a bridge and produced a song that resulted in hits for, among others, Bob Crosby and Kay Kaiser, and was heard in the Preston Sturges films Lady Eve and Sullivan's Travels. When Jackie sings it the way that Clara had written it, because Clara was talking about a gentleman and Jackie had a gentleman in mind when she sang that song, when a woman sings it about a man, it's just relatable for those of us who have any sensitivity at all. Those of us who are, I don't know, for lack of a better word, heterosexual. I mean, you, if you're a woman who thinks about another woman, that's fine. But there's just something a little extraordinary about a song that was made a hit by men who were supposedly talking about women, and then to hear a woman capture the original essence of the song because a woman wrote it. Then again, Clara Edwards could have been writing about a woman. I don't know. I'm just going on and on because people who are 60 do that. It's my birthday today, and we're having a good time. And I'm glad to see Beach is with us from California. So, Cal Gal. My bride, one half of my brides, and Griselda, and our guests, and Kim is with us today, and Jonathan Butler will be with us, hopefully. I say hopefully, just cause, you know, you just have to account for these things. 3 o'clock hour, so keep your fingers crossed. We heard Phase Two, a couple of acts from the D.C. area, Ione's theme, just so beautiful, from their CD from a few years ago called Backtalk. Phase Two has garnered quite a reputation. They are the go-to band when anybody who comes from out of town plays, for example, at Blues Alley or the Cap Jazz Fest. You want to get the best. You want to get the guys who know music inside and out, who can pick up very quickly and run with it. And Phase Two is that group time and time again. They did an outstanding job for this year's Capital Jazz Fest and saw them on stage a number of times. Each time it was just stellar. So have to play something that they have done all by themselves with no outside help. Another D.C.-based act, David Bach, Chasing Butterflies from Window on the West. Great guy. Had a chance to interview him a couple of years ago on the other station where I was for a while, and hopefully we'll get that chance again. He's just so music-oriented, so classic and jazz-fused, evolved. Hopefully that made sense to you. But you get the picture. If you heard that whole butterfly notion, Griselda from Texas, who is usually with me, God bless her heart, said that she could just imagine kids chasing butterflies when she heard that song, and he would be real happy to hear that, David would, so maybe we'll get a chance to get him on one of these days, and we'll talk about that. I see that my cat, Chaka Khan, is ready to get up here and get the flowers, so let me get into a song quickly by Mark Prince. This is Gratitude from Ma, from Fraction of Infinity on Hybrid Jazz, from Trish Hennessy.
Mm-hmm.
This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
4 years after the conflicts began in Darfur, the number of displaced people in camps like this one continues to grow.
Violence and hardship are an almost daily ritual for the people of Darfur. Hundreds of thousands of people live in refugee camps across the region, forced out of their homes by a conflict.
Throughout North, South, South and West Darfur. Some have lived like this since 2003, but the passing of time has in no way diminished the awful memories of what drove them here.
I just loved that song and was so proud of George Duke when he included that on Dookie Treats a few years ago, when Sudan was on the top of minds of many people who were thinking and who were making sure that it stayed on the top of many of our minds. Just amazing. And I love the album anyway. It's by George Duke, for the love of God, okay? But I wanted to make sure I played that because I just loved the chemistry that was going on with GD and Jonathan Butler and Tina Marie singing that song. Oh, my God. Sudan from Dookie Treats. And Jonathan, whew, man, when he puts his heart and soul into any effort, you know that nobody else is like that. So you can imagine that this new album for him, Grace and Mercy, is off the chain because it's all gospel and it is very personal. And then he wanted to get into many other people's heads and make sure that questions were answered, hopes were given, inspiration was freely, as far as any listener is concerned, whenever you hear any track on Grace and Mercy, you just feel something that is special. I talked to Joy Hall last night, and we didn't do Cool Jazz Conversations last night because of the party at Club 347 for moi. And Joy happened to see Jonathan Butler at one of the big functions at the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival. And I said, do you feel as though something else has kicked in with JB? And she said, absolutely, I really do. There's something that has transpired that has rendered him even more of a believer, made him more faithful and more obedient, and I just can't wait to see what this journey has been for him. So Jonathan comes your way in less than an hour, and I will have this Skype up and running very, very soon. I've been a person who has fed into the Skype manifesto for a number of months now, but it hasn't actually been kicking in. So Jonathan and his people got me thinking about Skype because Jonathan was wondering if he had to call in or I had to call him. With Skype, you can call out, but without Skype, folks have to call in. So hopefully he'll remember. And that's why I'm saying to you, this will work out, I'm sure. I'm sure it will, whatever the case is. Luis Munoz, Adam's Dream from Invisible, that was the second song in. And man, this has garnered some response. Adam, about his son, and Invisible, what an album. And I can tell you now that Luis's new project called Luz Light is coming in January. He got the Kickstarter funds. As a matter of fact, he got even more than he bargained for, and that's going to be out coming up in January. If you go to his Facebook page, very interesting, Luis certainly has this classical background. He loves jazz, but there's more to it than that. When he was growing up in Costa Rica, he gravitated to the Beatles. So he actually has postcards to announce the arrival of Luz that he wanted to depict based on the inspiration given to him by the Beatles' White Album. Oh, I love it when it all comes together. Woo! It's such a great, great feeling. And you know who else knows that? Drummer Mark Prince. Fraction of Infinity. We've played a couple of tracks from this CD a number of times. And that song just got to me today. I was thinking of my friend, one of the brides of Funkenstein, Stein, if you will, Beach, who is with us from California today. And she is pretty much 9 times out of 10, bless her heart. So we all go through these challenges in life, and I was thinking about moms, and I was thinking certainly about my mom today,
because my mom would have loved to have been here for my 60th birthday. But I know that she's shining down along with a lot of folks that are kin and friends in heaven. And that song that you heard was called Gratitude for Ma. And I was thinking especially of my buddy Beege because of her mom. And I want to send some love out to Mom and Kelly because Mom needs the extra reservoir of prayer and good intentions and good wishes today. So there you go. Yeah. So top of the hour, usually we like to start off with something that is a classic. Can't think of a better classic than the one I'm about to play you. It's a rather full-length song, if you will, from 1959. One of the best. And I just love the title because I'm in one of those frames of mind today. So what? So what? Miles Davis and company from Kind of Blue on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. for Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Ow!
On the wings of love, only the two.
Now, the cool thing about having a birthday show is that, and especially if you're doing something like this where you can call the shots on all of it, is that you can play whatever you want and you can let your mind drift. Now, I notice in the chat room that there are a few folks who are talking about Beach's lemon cream, is it? Lemon cream cheese pie. And they're going, mmm. But mmm for me is a man with an overbite. That would be Jeffrey Osborne. Woo, 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 woo. Can you? Woo, woo, woo. Yes, I can. On the wings of love. And, of course, what, you think that I'm just going to play one track with George Duke on a keyboard? Please. George Duke produced that song. Actually, if you want to go back, 1982. Isn't that something? From the self-titled Jeffrey Osborne album, On the Wings of Love. Woo! That was something else. And he remains something else. What is it about these men in their 60s? Usually I'm the, for lack of a better word, cougar, like in the younger men. But lately, Lionel Richie, Jeffrey Osborne, George Duke, these men in their 60s, these seasoned veterans, if you will. Just got my attention all over again. That's wonderful. We also heard, by the way, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, Come Rain or Come Shine, Blue Note. I have Art Blakey on my mind every birthday, every October 16th, because Art Blakey passed away on October 16th, 1990. So my heart gets full of his music and got to play something. And that's one of those special songs. It almost doesn't need the words, although some people relate to the words so much. I'm going to love you, come rain or come shine. But Jazz Messengers just had a way of taking it home. Art Blakey, one of the premier bebop drummers of all time, right up there where the air is rare. And I miss him. Isn't it funny when you miss somebody that you never knew? I miss Miles Davis. I do, and I never knew him. Growing up in Philadelphia, honest to goodness, I really do have a connection to John Coltrane because he spent a lot of time in Philadelphia, and I feel him. It's really interesting how music can just chemically make these connections that make absolutely no sense. But, you know, that's just the way it is. If you knew why you were attracted to the music, why it speaks to you, it would lose its mystery, wouldn't it? Of course it would. Miles Davis, we heard from too, Kind of Blue from 1959. So what? Man. A song that Gil Evans wrote for Bill Evans, and on that particular album, Jimmy Cobb and Paul Chambers, and I believe that Cannonball Adderley was sick that day. Just a fascinating story if you dip back into Kind of Blue. And I'm not exactly running out of time, but I wanted to get to some more songs. I'm talking about specifics about albums less this particular show, because I just want to get the music in. It just means something to me. Please indulge me. And I wanted to play this one by Paul Hardcastle because I know he believes in this so much. And when he got together with the Jazz Masters and created the song, one of his best that I think, besides Rainforest. Love Rainforest by Paul Hardcastle. This is called Peace on Earth on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Speaking of which, Jonathan Butler is with us at the top of next hour. Of course, we had to dip into some Philadelphia music. Of course we did. One of my fave acts from my city of brotherly love, Abstract Truth and Seasons Change. Just love that song. And, gee, if you're listening today, God bless you. Hope the guys are doing well. A few years ago, there was a major party in a beautiful place that was up the road called Bliss. And everybody and his mama came to this party, and Bliss is no longer. We don't like to hear stuff like that. And hopefully in this year, as yours truly starts a new decade, we're going to see some venues reopen and expand and change things up a bit to allow for jazz in their edifices. My God, I haven't said edifice in a long time. Woo! Hiroshima. I joke because I don't want to cry. 1,000 cranes. Oh, my. Just to hear June on that koto. Griselda said it. She just starts to fill up, and so do I. Just a beautiful song. And actually, the song was written about a gal that was affected by Hiroshima so many years ago. And she was told when she had the effects that would no doubt kill her, she was told that if she made 1,000 cranes and offered those cranes to the gods, that her life would be spared. And she got to a certain percentage of those cranes, and she passed away. And she was just a little girl, about 11 or 12. And her friends and her family completed the cranes. Whew, and there's a monument to her in Hiroshima. Woo! Such a beautiful story. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Jazz Masters, Peace on Earth. Paul Hardcastle really went inside himself and did that song, and I thank him for that. One of these days I'd like to have Paul on the show, too. That's a little wish list, just explaining things to you on the birthday day. Now, Jonathan Butler is set to come in about 10 minutes or so, but I wanted to get to a couple of more songs. Hopefully I will. I wanted to get to our good friend Harvey Mason and do the Mace, since he sent me a greeting on my Facebook page today. From Earth Mover, here we are on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and we're going to get to Tony Bunn right afterwards.
out the window from my metal bed. Everybody's dressed the same as me. Confusion running all through my head. Shouldn't have pulled the gun out. Seemed like a good idea at the time. I didn't point it, I didn't pull the trigger. But the cops were going to shoot me down. Got me a black woman. Got me a red woman. Got me a yellow woman. But somehow they're all the same. Got me a white woman. Got me a blue woman. I got me a new woman. Somehow they're all the same. Everything she did to get me here. An angel hovered above me, trying to help me get my thoughts clear. Ever since the day of Eve and Adam, the simple song remains the same. The judge came down hard and said you're guilty. Mr. Bun, you only have yourself to blame. Got me a black woman. Got me a red woman. Got me a yellow woman. But somehow they're all the same. Got me a white woman. Got me a blue woman. I got me a new woman. But somehow they're all the same.
A black woman from Small World to Jonathan Butler from Grace and Mercy, only on this show. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Enjoy.
No matter what situation, I believe, no matter what the circumstances, I believe, yes, I believe,
stand on your word. I stand on your promise. I stand on your word. I stand on your promise. My soul says yes. My soul says yes.
Even when my faith.
Jonathan Butler, how long have we been amazed at the sheer depth of talent and inspiration that Jonathan Butler has given to us, huh? Just amazing. In going over some notes, I had known so much and got to know so much about Jonathan because when WSMJ was alive and kicking in Baltimore, Lori Lewis was this very insightful program director. God bless her heart. I miss her so much, especially today. And she really gravitated to Jonathan, so she turned everybody on to him in a way that we hadn't been really cognizant of before he came to the, in quote, smooth jazz stations. So this opened a brand new door for Jonathan, who has been internationally known for years in soul circles, gospel circles for sure, R&B, and contemporary jazz. But this was a whole new ball game. So, my God, we heard Fire and Rain, his version of the James Taylor song, quite a bit. And we heard a lot of other tracks and fell in love anew with him. And now it seems as though he's got this brand new journey. He's particularly excited about this. And I got to tell you, as fate would have it, I've been talking to Chelsea in Jonathan's office in Nashville. Chelsea is not there today, so I think we've got Shannon. And I see that Jonathan has called my landline. Let me do this. Let me get to a song right now and let me make sure that we get to Jonathan. Hold on just a second. Hello? Thank you.
Have you lost your joy? Have you given up all hope of trying? Have you lost your strength? Have you lost your strength? Even when the word of the Lord demands, don't give up, don't give up. I know that He cares. Don't give up, I know that He cares. Do you feel alone? Do you feel alone? In the middle of the night, when there's no one near to call, have you lost your peace?
Your peace.
Have you lost?
Are not worthy so many times of love, of care, I know that He cares. The amazing Jonathan Butler, who is on the line with us right now. Jonathan, hello, this is Trish. How are you? Oh, my gosh, let me see if I can get his microphone working now.
I really like the song you played.
I know you do. I know that you do, and I am so sorry for the inconvenience of you going through what you went through. Please let me apologize to you.
I was meant to speak to you no matter what, so, you know, here we are.
Yeah, and well, look, can I just tell you how much speaking to you means to me on my 60th birthday?
Happy birthday, my darling. Happy birthday. You know, it's my granddaughter's birthday today as well.
Really?
Yes. I'm on my way to buy her a present.
That's wonderful. Can you give us a little sneak peek into what you may be getting for her?
I think it's some kind of a, her mother said it's some kind of a, it looks like an iPad. It's a children's type of iPad. It has a lot of features that she can download, little kiddie movies and, you know, drawing and reading. And she's very smart. She's a smart girl.
Of course she is, Jonathan. Of course she is, because her birthday is October 16th, okay?
I know. Mine was October 10th.
I know it. I know. That's the I always think of your birthday on October the 10th since I've known about you and your amazing artistry. And actually, Jonathan, I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, Joy Hall, just last night.
Oh, my goodness. I love Joy. I just saw her at Broward Beach. I just saw her down there.
Yes.
We did the service. We did a gospel there, and she was there helping me out with my CDs.
She loves to help you. I cannot tell you how much she adores you. And we were talking about grace and mercy, and I said,
yes.
Joy, do you think that something has transpired with Jonathan whereby there is something renewed in his spirit? And she said, I believe that exactly. She said, Trish, I saw it. Jonathan, we both feel that. Tell me what's going on with you and this glorious new project.
Well, you know, it's just Jesus. It's really all just God bringing a man to a place or a woman to a place in their lives with him where he has fashioned you and he's tenderized your heart. I think what's happened inside of me is that my heart has grown tender towards the Lord and towards just, you know, my family. There's a lot of things that I look back on and see where, you know, I like to put it this way. My pastor said it best. I know I don't have a professional relationship with the Lord. I have a real relationship with the Lord, and that is, you know, when you go through stuff, the last 3 years have been, you know, years of trying and trials and, you know, the loss of my mother, the loss of my brother, my wife obviously is a cancer survivor.
Yes.
My kids grown, they're gone, we're empty nesters. And just I think God has really, you know, he's been trying to get my attention and he has. And like I said, there's one part of me, if I can answer it right, is to say that, you know, my heart is tender, you know, and that's it. That's just who I am, and I'm an emotional person. God knows that about me, and I'm excited to, I think the older I get, the more tearful I become. It's crazy.
and you know, we could go through this for another couple of hours, because I am also a believer in Jesus Christ. And about your journey, you gave your heart to the Lord at the age of 19. And certainly by what you just said, it has not been a consistent journey. There have been valleys. There have been peaks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, it's awesome because I, you know, if it wasn't for the godly men and women that God put in my life over the course of my relationship with God, he was always able to surround me with people whose love for the Lord was deep, and it was consistent, and it was experienced, and I always was attracted to that, and it's awesome to find myself in a place where you know, I hear God. I hear him. I can see, you know, with my physical eyes, I can see God using people. Whereas before, we kind of take these things for granted, you know, and we don't really kind of pay close attention to how many times God does things on our behalf and through other people and creates situations where we don't even realize it is God because we don't take the time because we're so busy, you know, trying to make it or trying to do it either on our own.
Right.
But when, you know, when it comes to the real issues of life and you really cannot deal with it all by yourself and you know there's only one way and that's God help me, you know. And that's the place where I think, you know, we all begin to sit down. Like I can physically see, you know, God using people, my children, you know, in my life and how they're blessing to me and their mom and how my friends have been around me and being a blessing to me and my family. And I think that grateful heart is what God is after, you know. I think he's after that, you know. He's really whose hearts are grateful, ever grateful, every day. You know, not the things that are just going good, you know. And everybody's going through a lot. I mean, we've all been through a lot. Sometimes people think because you are, you know, your gospel music icon or star or whatever, jazz or whatever, that you do not have problems and issues in life and struggles and trials. We all do. We all do. It's just some of us are not, some of us are more real about it than others are, you know.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and you have said that, and I really appreciate it. I've done some research into what you were thinking and feeling, making Grace and Mercy, and you wanted people to feel optimism and faith and hope in order to strengthen their belief. And honestly, you'll get a kick out of this, Jonathan. Last night there was a big party for me at one of the venues around town. And a stranger came in at the end of the night. I have never seen this man before. And we engaged in conversation. He wanted to show me some information about his new hair salon. And he said, can I take a moment to pray with you?
Wow.
And I said, of course. And the prayer was so beautiful. It was a prayer that said, God, I'm so grateful that my heart is open to be obedient to you.
Amen. Amen.
That's the beauty of it right there, you know?
Yes. Well, that's where it is for me. I think that's the place that I'm in God today is in the place of obedience. And believe me, the will of God is not easy. Even though people talk about the God as though it just rolls off their tongue, you know, but the will of God is not easy. Jesus said, you know, take this cup from me, Lord God, not my will be done, but your will be done. That night in Gethsemane, it was a very difficult night. He was with his friends. They all fell asleep. He knew the hour had come for him to lay down his life for the world. And, you know, when we talk about the will of God, I'm here just to say it is not easy. It's not easy. And it cannot be compromised either. So, once we get to a place of complete obedience, you know, that's when we really start to see God do things and that only he can do. And like I said, I can see it through my children. I can see it through my friends. And for years, perhaps I've even taken for granted some of the things that God has shown and done through our kids and through our friends and through various strangers, you know, that has just come our way and being a blessing to our lives. And so I think, you know, I'm a very grateful guy. I'm a very, very grateful guy. I'm very, very, very blessed, you know.
I can tell. And it's, you know, you are absolutely correct when you say that the will of God is not easy. But, Jonathan, here's the thing. The most amazing thing in trying to articulate this to somebody who maybe doesn't have the ears to hear yet, they need to know this. When you are in the will of God, when you are obedient to him, those things that you had wanted for yourself, that you wanted so badly, they fall away. And what he has for you, what he had in mind for you, is so much more glorious than what you could ever dream.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, it takes the shaping of time, and it really is the shaping of time. I mean, time, you know, God, you know, it, the Bible says, you know, our times are in your hands. So through the journey, you know, we are going to be pruned a little bit. We are going to be shaped a little bit. We are going to be, you know, it's not going to come easy, but it's going to be a glorious ending. You know, it's going to be, what does that say? I love the saying in the book of Job, you know, the end is better than the beginning. The end of a thing is better than the beginning, you know. And Job's end obviously was amazing. I mean, he became, you know, he had more than what he started out with. And, you know, I just want the Lord to say to me and my family, well done, guys, you know. You did good, you know. Because, I mean, I just want that to be the story I hear from my father, you know. Well done, you know. Well done.
Well, look, I think that what you have said a couple of times is really telling. For you to be able to see what God is doing through your children and through your friends, that's a door that has opened to you. You might not have seen this a couple of years ago, but look, you have been obedient. You have been a faithful servant. So he is allowing for you to glimpse glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm super excited right now. I'm driving in my car to Toys R Us, and I'm talking to you, and I'm just like, Spirit of God is just awesome in my van right now.
That is so wonderful. Oh, my gosh. Driving to Toys R Us, but of course.
I'm just excited, you know, to and again, you know, one of the lessons for me personally, for Jonathan Butler, to learn is that God wants to see you be transparent with him, you know. And once you're transparent with him, it's, you know, it's life is so much. It's not. It should never be complicated. If it's complicated, then it's the enemy. You know.
That's
then
right.
Then it's the enemy. This journey of us in Christ should never be complicated. That's the devil. You know. God is a God of order and peace and righteousness, and I'm like, I just want that. I think the older I'm getting too, it's like, I don't want things to be complicated. You know. Just want things to be simplified. You know. Live out our days loving the Lord and doing good, and also, you know, showing forth the liberty which Christ set us free with. You know, we, you know, I see too many Christians sometimes that they don't know how to really be free in their relationship. They always concerned with judgment and condemnation and you know, things that have nothing to do with the way Christ loves us. You know, what does it say? He who the Son sets free is truly free indeed. The day I gave my heart to Christ, I was completely free. I had never known such freedom, you know, to speak in tongues, to lift my hands, to worship, to praise God. I never experienced anything like it in my life, you know. So that's also one of the things that to me is, you know, is the joy of living this Christian life, is to walk in liberty and not let people judge you or condemn you or, as long as I'm not hurting anybody and, you know, condemning other people or judging other people, then, you know, I think life can be great, you know.
Oh, my gosh, for sure. And then do you find yourself in the position where this is something I've been wanting to ask you for a while, because I know how adamant you are about the walk. And it's so funny. I ran into somebody, this was about 4 or 5 days ago, and it was a Facebook exchange, and I was talking about the fact that you were going to be on this special show today, and this person wrote back and said, I'll never forget when I saw Jonathan Butler in concert and a jazz event became a worship service. I love that. It's just so awesome what you are able to do. because of what you enable others around you to do, playing with musicians, Jonathan, do you make a concerted effort to make sure that the people who play with you, who are with you all the time, are following in that walk?
Yes, absolutely. I've been really blessed over the years to have around me musicians who are worship leaders in their own churches, in their own music directors in church. Right now, my entire group is a bunch of guys who are in church, even from my sound and tour manager. And it's something that, you know, I mean, obviously, I'm open to any musician who is disciplined and professional. You know, you got to be professional, in this business. So, because you can get a Christian guy who's not professional. Trust me, I've worked with a few of them.
Yeah.
That I really don't understand how you can love the Lord and hate your brother. You know. And,
right.
You know, you love the Lord whom you cannot see, and you hate your brother who you can see. And it's I've always and even if I'm with Dave Cars on tour with Dave, he's sort of called on me to pray for every night of our concert. They always, you know, sort of ask me if I would pray for the group and our travels. And so it is something that is, you know, has become, it's part of who we are. And it's not trying to, you know, also be very religious with people or, you know, trying to put all that stuff on people. But I think it's when people begin to see who you are daily, you know, and they consistently see you be this person, that they accept you, and there's a grace on you that God has given you to have that freedom to talk and to pray with somebody, you know, be at a group, you know, at a jazz festival. And it's awesome what it really does. I mean, you know, it's really the anointing that really just binds everybody together. And, you know, when, what does the Bible say? The Bible says how good and pleasant it is for us to dwell together, you know, in unity, harmony, and love. And that's what prayer does, you know. Prayer brings unity, it brings harmony, it brings love. It says we are united. We go on the stage united. We're going to express the love of Christ together. And the anointing can flow from anyone. It doesn't have to be on Jonathan Butler. It could be on the drummer, you know, or my daughter Jody, or, you know. So I'm always, you know, sort of trying to stand back and not get in the way, you know, of what God wants to do.
Yes. And isn't that amazing that your ear is so finely tuned to what God wants you to do? Because actually, I would imagine that circumstances would be flowing one way on stage, but if you perceive that you're supposed to go another direction, you do, don't you?
I do. It's funny because my band, my daughter Jody also, you know, she's my assistant, and she's always on my case about that. You've got to give us a set list because you keep changing the set list, you know. And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't know what God wants to do. So I don't know what's going to happen out there. I'll give you a set list, but I'm not going to guarantee you I'm going to stick with it. So, you know, so it's always like I do have a set list, and I know how important it is for the band to flow. You know, it creates a flow. And nobody looks over each other's shoulders, you know, what's Shady doing now, you know, what's he thinking, you know. But if I sense this when God is moving and God is addressing something, then I definitely stop and let the Holy Spirit have his way. Because, I mean, it's amazing, even in jazz settings, you know, people have accepted, like, you know, Kirk O'Hillen, who is a sweetheart of a brother of mine, and, you know, there was Wayman, I think there's a lot of us out there that just love God and
yes.
Do what we do, and we express it in ways, like Kirk's, you know, ordained minister. I mean, he's so refined in the word, and, you know, and to be able to do, you know, I've been around him, and I felt so much better over the course of over time, because I was praying for God to release me to do what I'm doing, because I never wanted to just to do gospel music, because, you know, so many times artists in R&B, they either have one gospel song or on their record, or they decide, oh, I want to do a gospel album because I've never done one before. I've always felt, God, it's in my heart to please you, and if you release me to do this, I will write the songs, I will sing it, and I just felt that God released me, you know, to do this, and so it's like, I would never, you know, my wife always says, I always used to tell her that I wanted to be a preacher, you know, I said, babe, you know, I would love to be a pastor of the church, because it's just in my heart, but she said, Jonathan, you are a pastor when you're on stage, you're a
yes.
pastor when you're home, you are a pastor when you sit around with your friends and you talk about the word of God, and by the way, the anointing is just not playing music and singing and clapping hands and dancing and jumping around. The anointing is this conversation you and I are having right now. You know.
That's right.
So I mean, I'm so grateful just to be able to, you know, this is like a dream come true for me. You know, this is my fourth solo gospel record, and I'm really, really, really happy. You know, to be in this place right now.
You definitely seem like a person who has come to a new source of serenity. The last time I spoke to you was with Joy on Cool Jazz Conversations, and you
yes.
seem to be so much happier now, because I really feel as though you have grasped the enormity of the task God has for you, and any time that you are obedient, oh my gosh, you just get rewarded in ways that are indescribable. You can't even try to explain to somebody unless they're around you and they see that joy coming through.
Yes.
What
yes.
he has for you is so subtle in some ways, and then overpowering in some ways, and
yes.
you just feel as though your cup really does runneth over.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I mean, listen, we had an awesome weekend last week, and I had an awesome day yesterday flying home. I woke up this morning, and, you know, I was smiling because, you know, I could see the distance, beautiful sunrise. I told my wife, I said, babe, this is an awesome day. I mean, it was just a beautiful day. We had coffee. I got dressed, and it's, you know, it's just continuing this day and this anointing and this, and I want to please God. That's it. I just want to, and I see, you know, that I'm a work in progress, which is awesome. I know God is continuing to, as I'm being obedient to Him, He's continuing to show me how to, and give me the tools to maintain and consistently walk out. You know, one of my pastor friends in London, he said, JB, you got to walk, just get up and walk this thing out. That's all, you know. And I'm doing it every day, and we just find ourselves in a new place. You know, my wife, like I said, my wife and I, we'll be married for 30 years in January.
Woo! That's wonderful.
You know, we are in a new place. Our children are gone, and they're all wonderfully in their own homes. And our son is in New Orleans. He's on the practice squad with the New Orleans Saints.
Wow.
And so, and he is, you know, we are just blessed. You know, listen, if we think we've arrived, I told somebody this morning, that if we all think we've arrived, I think we should just all go to heaven, you know, and just go to heaven, pack up and go. But, you know, there's stuff here still that God has for us to do. And I like the word obedient today, because that's really what this day is about. For me, it's about obedience before anything else, you know.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, you are the very embodiment of something that I know means a lot to you and will mean a lot to somebody who is listening now, which is trust in the Lord with your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That's
absolutely
crucial.
Absolutely. And you know, I love. I was reading something yesterday. I was reading the Psalms on the plane, and one of the things that I love is that, you know, God will strengthen your heart. We have to wait on the Lord. We have to learn how to wait. As we're trusting in the Lord, we also have to learn how to wait on God. And that was something that literally just jumped out for me when I was on the plane. I don't know if I was freaking out in turbulence or something, but I knew that as I was, it became apparent to me, you know, it just jumped out at me that we've got to learn how to wait on God. And there's something that God, you know, what does it say? The Bible says the secrets of the Lord are with those who fear him, you know. So there are things that the eye has not seen, the Bible says, or ear has not heard, or even entered into the hearts of all of us, what God really has in store for us. So if we can learn how to wait, which is something I need to do personally, is learn how to wait on the Lord and wait for God to do the things that I know he's more than capable, you know, to bring about, what does it say, you know, what he began, he will complete.
You know? Yes.
What
the
God
work
began.
In you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know,
and I know that this album is going to, I see the impact already of Grace and Mercy. I don't know what kind of situations you encounter when you have a project like this out there that is just full of the love of Jesus and talking about what you can do to minister to other people and have people hear your circumstances coming through your voice. Are you intent on making sure that you follow this road? Whatever the jazz folks are saying in one corner and whatever the R&B folks are saying in another corner, are you pretty serene about the path you're following now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm wholeheartedly, you know, God is in control of our destiny, and I like to put it this way: in when somebody has a career, you know, I would rather have a future in God than a career in the world.
Absolutely. Yep.
I've experienced having a career for 30 years, and you know, when I read the Word of God, and God's Word says, you know, I know the plans I have for you, not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future. I mean, therein lies, for me, that really spoke to me, because perhaps the jazz world was, you know, I like to also say it this way. The fishermen, when Jesus met them on the beach, you know, they had their nets. Without the nets, they could not catch a fish.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus said, jump in this boat and go on the other side and throw the net on the other side, the Bible says they came out with fish that they could not believe. And Jesus said, man, today I will make you fishes of men, you know. I feel like the jazz world has been my net, the net that God has used over the years to bring people to where I am, and so that I can minister to people and share the love of Christ with people. And one day I was in the church in Johannesburg, and the man of God, just the pastor, came up to me in the middle of 10,000 people and called me on stage and said, the Lord has told me to tell you that he's going to use you in the house and outside of the house. Don't be afraid to open your mouth wherever you are, because God will honor his word. His word will not return void unto him. And so it was pretty deep. It was such a deep morning, because I went to church. I just went with a good friend of mine who said, listen, man, meet me at this church. And I did. And that day was phenomenal. It was like such an unbelievable day for me, because God's word, he confirmed it, you know. He confirmed his word, because I'm able to be in the jazz world and be able to do, you know, what I'm ministering is, what my ministry is. So I'm completely sold out to God in this way, because I'd rather have a future in God than a career in the world, you know.
Woo! I'm just happy to hear you say that, because you will affect so many people that you have become stronger in that. And I have to let people know, Jonathan, and I'm going to let you go in just a minute or so.
Yes.
The fact that you, here you are, you're the youngest of 12 children in South Africa where there was apartheid. You saw some things at a young age because you were privileged to be in this touring group of children that saw extreme poverty, which you are experiencing yourself then, and then extreme wealth. And you could have, under those circumstances, you could have fallen by the wayside, and your brother-in-law got to you because he saw a diamond in the rough. And God got to you, and you have become one of the more blessed individuals in any genre of music that I know of. I am so grateful that you are alive at the same time as we are.
Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I'm sitting in my van outside of Toys R Us. I just found it, and I'm sitting with tears in my eyes because God is just incredibly awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
He's just an awesome God. I mean, God is just an awesome God, because, you know, as the you know, I want to be that tree that is planted by the waterside where it heals its fruit in season. I'm waiting, as I wait on God, and, you know, and everybody listening to the radio show today and listening to you and I talking, one thing I do always ask people is that pray for me. You know, pray for me and pray for guys like me who are out there, that God will continue to just keep us, you know, in a safe place, in the right place, so that we can do what he's called us to do. Grace and Mercy to me is a CD those are some of my own issues that are on that record, and it's transparent, and it's in the words. And I'm sure there are thousands of people who have suffered incredible loss, their homes, financial difficulties. But, you know, I want to just tell people something. There is better a living dog than a dead lion. While we're in this life, God will come through for us. While we give, when we have, I have friends, and some of my friends, you know, are very wealthy. But when they get sick, they talk to me, they call me, and they say, Jonathan, you know, none of this is worth anything if we don't have our health. So we got to be so grateful. We got to be thankful every day that we can get up and we can reset our minds, you know. We can reset things around us so that we can, and God sometimes does it too. He resets us so that we can be, he'll delete some of the rubbish that's in our lives to reset us for good and better things. You know what I mean? So we can,
I love that image. That's a great image, actually.
So that, you know, he can delete the rubbish so that we can be reset to do greater things and more effective things, you know. What does the Bible say? Moving on to meat and not milk. Some of us are still drinking milk and harboring on old, you know. I'm asking the people that are listening today to pray for me, you know, that God will strengthen and keep me to do what I do, because I really, really love doing this thing called music. It is really, you know, before you go, I didn't have any formal education. So for me, music has been such a, you know, before I met Christ, music was all that I knew how to learn to sing in English, how to speak in English, how to write in English. And traveling the world and meeting people who spoke different languages, I learned with my eyes, and I learned with my ears, and I applied all the things that I was told and that I heard, and some of the things that I heard might have not been that good for me, but, you know, I'm older now. I don't have to dwell on those things no more, you know.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'll tell you what. I am going to make it a daily prayer for you that God continually refreshes you and refreshes your wife so that you and she can stand strong daily as you get to your 30-year mark. And I'm going to make it a point that I will have you in the uppermost of thoughts, because I think that this next period of time that you're going to go through, Jonathan Butler, is going to be your year to catch your fish.
Hallelujah. I receive that. I receive that fully and wholly. I receive that.
God bless you always. I'm so glad that you had the time to spend. Please give your granddaughter a kiss for all of us.
I absolutely will. I absolutely will. Now, all I need to do is not make the mistake and buy the wrong thing.
You know what? Because it's from you, it will never be the wrong thing.
No, she doesn't even care. Well, I love you. I really, really appreciate this conversation.
I really do, too. And I'm so glad. You were right. Thank you so much. You were very right at the onset of this. We were supposed to speak, and now God will make a way where there was no way. So thank you.
Hallelujah. Bless your heart. Take care. Okay.
You too, Jonathan.
I love you. Bye.
I love you, too. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I just knew it. I just knew that there might be a stumbling block in the beginning, and it was a small thing, and it worked out according to plan, because the interview was supposed to be about 45 minutes anyway, and it absolutely was. So you know what? I feel compelled to play this song again. This is the video from Grace and Mercy, and I'll post that on my page. I will get to all the people who wrote to say happy birthday. Somehow, some way, it is a glorious day to read these beautiful posts, and what a gift. Jonathan Butler on the radio show? Come on now. But please let me play this again, because this is really a truism. In church on Sunday, this great pastor makes it a point to open up the congregation and say, tell us your prayers. Tell one another your prayers about what you seek from God or who you think God is. And I kept thinking of the promise maker and the promise keeper. And when I heard this song by Jonathan, I thought, oh boy, that really does bring it home. I stand on your word. Let me play it again on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
I believe, no matter what the circumstances, I believe, yes, I believe, I stand on your word, I stand on your promise. Stand on your word, I stand on your promise. My soul says yes, my soul says yes. Even when my faith is weary, I believe, I believe. For I know
friend, if you pick up Grace and Mercy, I'm telling you what, you may have been in some kind of mood at the beginning of that little session. By the end of Grace and Mercy, you're going to be walking. You're going to feel like you are healed. Honestly, it's just a beautiful, beautiful project. And I thank Jonathan Butler so much for spending the time in the parking lot of Toys R Us, ready to go in and get his granddaughter her birthday present. Bless her heart. Thanks to all of you who were with me today, Griselda and Beach and Mate and Kim and E and Poulez-vous and Ellie O and our guests. It's just wonderful. I really appreciate the time that you spend on a special day like today. You don't get a chance to see 60 sometimes. You got to appreciate every single day that you wake up, just as Jonathan has said. On Thursday, we've got two guests, a wonderful keyboardist, Fred Hughes. I played a song by him a few weeks ago, and he's just amazing. And Claire Daly, when you hear this baritone saxtress, you're going to think that you have lost your mind in the best way. So it's pretty cool. Oh, what a month. Thank you again. Daoud Saeed wrote a message today to wish me a happy birthday. Very good. He's playing in the background there. God bless you all, and I'll see you on Thursday. Thanks for the happy birthday wishes. God bless you all.